paragraph bays. Aval ikara oyer haponim yefshel kabel kim al yedei amuna. Rav Nosson Zal says, how does a person get to this? How does a person get to total awareness of Hashem and being plugged into Hashem 100%? It's impossible to get to it other than through emuna. Ki etzem haponim shehu ha'emes, dahainu yediya samita selkusi esporach, yefshel lekabel machmas ribuy oyer. Because this, the essence of the ponim of Hashem, which is emes, meaning this level of total awareness of Hashem, it's impossible for a person to have that because it's ribuy oyer. That's 60 billion trillion watts. For a person to be on the level of total awareness of Hashem, that's the highest level, that's the brightest light possible. Because if every single person would see Hashem clearly, would have this total awareness of Hashem, the world would cease to exist. The world would blow up. Because even the light of the sun, we're talking about something physical that Hashem created, even the light of the sun, people can't look directly at that light because it's too bright. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so, a billion times more, oiroi hagodol v'hanoiro hazeh, the light of Hashem's presence, this realization, this total realization of Hashem and total awareness of Hashem is something that most people, or just about everybody, couldn't possibly handle. Just like people can't look directly at the sun, therefore for sure they can't look directly at Hashem. They can't see Hashem totally. Al came therefore, Hashem Yisborach Barachmov, Hashem with his great kindness, Shekhofetz Bekium Hoilam, who wants the world to exist, and he wants man to exist. He doesn't want people to blow up, to Tzimtzem Vihistir Oyer Hoemes. Hashem shrank and constricted and hid the light of truth. Shehu oyer haponim, which is this oyer haponim. Bebchinas, as the posuk says, ochein ato kel mistater. However, you are a Hashem who hides yourself. V'daiko al yedei ribui hatzimtzumim yecholin leida me'amitosoi. And it's specifically through all of these constrictions that we have the ability to taste and to get an idea of Hashem's truth. By the fact that Hashem shrank himself and shrank himself and put himself into billions of little things, like a cup of Coca-Cola, or like a building, or like Lahavdil, like the letters of the Sefer Torah. By Hashem being metzamtzem himself into all of those things, it's via those things that we can recognize the reality of Hashem. Ki tzimtzemes ho'emes b'chochmo niflo b'tzimtzumim rabim v'shoinim b'drochem nifloim v'nairoim. Because Hashem has shrunken and has constricted this emes with unbelievable wisdom, with every different kind of tzimtzum in the world that you can imagine. Just think that we have ice cream stores today that have 360 flavors of ice cream. So could you imagine this one thing, this one food item that Hashem made, there's 360 flavors. Lahavdil, once upon a time you go into a store and you ask for an orange, you get an orange. Today you ask an orange, the guy looks at it, what are you, crazy? What do you mean an orange? We got 12 kinds of oranges here. We have temples, we have seedless, with seeds, we have the ripe, the... So all of these are manifestations of Hashem. All of these are tzimtzumim. Proof is that when we take an orange, we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech. One second, what are you, nuts? You calling this thing Hashem? Blessed are you. I'm holding the orange and I'm looking at the orange and I'm saying, blessed are you, Hashem. What do you mean? The orange is Hashem? The answer is yes, most definitely. The orange is a tzimtzum. It's one of the infinite tzimtzumim of Hashem's light, that Hashem has put himself into this creation. Bedrochim nifloim v'noiroim, in incredible, wondrous, awesome ways, how Hashem has done this. Ad shenishave midas emuna. And this has gone down, down, down until it became something called emuna. Shebechachmosoi haniflo heir bohodo midas emuna akdoisha. With Hashem's wondrous wisdom, Hashem has placed into man this thing called emuna, faith. Sheyesh benishmas ha'odom rishimo me'amitas elokusi yisborach, whereby a human being has in his soul an imprint of the essence of Hashem, of Hashem's truth. Shalideze yesh lo koyach lehamin bohemis. And that's what gives a human being the ability to believe in the truth. Even though I don't see it, even though I don't see Hashem in that orange, even though I don't understand how all of this works, but I Hashem has given me the ability to be able to believe the truth. Even though I don't see it yet clearly, or I don't understand it fully in my mind, I still have the ability to believe it. V'ho emuna hi ikar hayedia. And therefore, for most of us who aren't the greatest, greatest tzaddikim, the greatest super, super geniuses, our understanding is believing. By us believing things, that's, in many cases, that's our level of understanding that we have about the item. For example, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give examples soon, but the simple person walks into a room and flicks the switch and turns on the light. Somebody sees him do that and says, why did you do that? Why did you flick the switch? The person says, because I flick the switch, that's how I turn on the light. Person says, well, you're nuts? Crazy? Are you drunk? Are you on drugs? You're crazy enough to think that if you pick up this physical switch on this wall here, that's going to turn on those lights on the ceiling? The guy says, yes, most definitely. I'll do it. The guy says, I don't care if you do it 50 times. You think, how? Doesn't make any sense. Could you explain that to me? Could you explain how by flicking this switch, those lights went on? The answer is definitely not. I can definitely not explain it to you. Then why do you flick the switch? Because I know that flicking the switch to, but you just told me you don't know. I just asked you, could you explain it to me? Could you explain to me how flicking? No, I can't explain. So then you don't know, right? No, wrong. I do know. But you don't. I know with my faith. I've been taught to believe. I've been trained. I grew up as a kid in the 1980s and I've been trained to know that 10 out of 10 cases, when you walk into a room and you see that switch over there on the wall, it's called the light switch. And by pressing it or put, you're going to turn on the lights. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ho emuna hi ikar hayedia. Again, that emuna, faith, is the main yediyah. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ve'erastich li be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. I wed myself to you, Hashem, with faith, and I understand Hashem. Shoha emuna hu ikar hayediyah. The faith is the main understanding. Kemoishonu royim afilu begashmius. Rav Nosson says, as we see even in the physical world, sheikar hayedia habrura hualide emuna daika, that the most clear understanding of certain things is based on faith. Ma sheechod mamin lechaveroi, the fact that A trusts B, he trusts or he believes B. Ve'ein kiyum lo'olam b'li emuna, and the world would not exist without certain trust and belief. Masheechod muchroch lahamin lachaveiroi. The fact that people are forced to trust and believe other people. Because without trust and faith, you can't possibly conduct any business. For example, if a person wants to know the price, a person's going into business, he's going to start selling electronics, and he wants to know what these cameras cost in the Far East, where they're made. They're not made here in New York or in Lahavdil in Yerushalayim. They're made in China. They're made 10,000 miles away. So again, I'm opening a business here, and I'm not going to China. I'm not trying. But in order to start up this business, one of the things I need to know what the camera costs where it's being made. Kegoin hamekach michitim ba'odes or b'Istanbul or b'merachakim yoser. For example, Rav Nosson Zal says the price of wheat, what it costs in Odessa or in Istanbul or in more distant places where it's being shipped from. Im yirtze livli lismoich al shum ne'emonus shel shum adam boilam, if a person will decide that they're not going to trust anybody, I don't believe anybody, I don't trust anybody, bevadai lo yeda loilam hamekach, then that person will never find out what the price is, what the price of the wheat is, what the price of the camera is. Ki afilu im yeh hechochom hagodol shebechachomim. Because even if the person is the biggest genius, v'yachkor b'chakirosoi, b'kamas voreis v'chochmeis neflois, and he'll analyze and think and use every kind of scientific formula in the world, sheroi ato sheyeh hamekach b'yoyker, and he'll come up with an understanding that right now the price of wheat should be high because he studied the global warming and he studied the weather all over the world and he studied everything. He studied agriculture. He studied, and based on all of his studies, he's come up with a formula and he's calculated that the price of wheat today in this particular country in Russia where it's being shipped from should probably be or should definitely be $3.44 a pound. Afal Pikein, Hayadiyas, despite all of his calculations, Hayadiyah Hazois, his solution, his answer, Sha'al Pisvorois Hachochmois, which is based on scientific calculations and all of his knowledge of everything in the world, Eino Yediyah Klal, is full of baloney, as we say in Yiddish. Ki kvar ro'inu kama pa'amim, because we've seen many times shehoisa hasvoro noisenes sheyechitim biyoker, that logic dictated, all logic, rationale, scientific formula, economics, the guys in Harvard and all of those places, in the professors of economics, they forecasted that next year you're going to see that the price of grain and this is going to be such and such and such and such. V'afal pikein hoya bezoil godol. And despite that, the fact that their calculations, all of their knowledge and all of their research led them to say that the price is going to be up, the price ended up being down. V'chein b'chol haschoyrois v'hasokim. And this is true about all types of merchandise and all types of business. Hayadiyah shal pi svora v'chochma einu yadiyah klal. The knowledge that's based on chochma, that's based on science and math and engineering, all of that, don't count. It don't count at all, Rav Nosson says. Einu yadiyah klal, it's zero. But rather a person who wants to know the reality. I want to know the real price. I don't want to know what it says in the book. I want to know what does it cost today? What are people paying for this today? What Behechrech sheyismoich al ish neman. That person has to rely on a trustworthy person. Sheyivchol lo ish neman sheroi lismoch alav, whereby he chooses an honorable person, a trustworthy person whom he knows he can rely on. Shehu yodea shehu oyavoy bemes, where he knows that this person is really a true friend. Veyesh lo neemonos, and this person is definitely trustworthy. Ukishze hanemon beemes, koisev lo yedia meza mekach, and when this trustworthy close friend writes him that I'm in China right now and I want you to know the prices are such and such, I want you to know it's going up, it's going mischoroi regarding his merchandise, okay, so whatever else it is, zois hayedia hi yedia brura bein sofek. That's reality check. That's what's going on in the field. That's the real reality. Afal pisha enoy maven besichloi shum svara besechel shiata amekach kach. Even though this guy who hears this now is scratching his head and says, I don't understand. I studied economics in Harvard for 12 years, and then I went to another school, and I studied everything, and I know everything there is to know about wheat all over the world, and I know everything about global what? It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hasvoroi mesenes shia behepech. Logic, all my logic and research and knowledge would dictate that it should be just the opposite. Afal pikein, despite that, hu yodea yedia brura va'amitis, he knows that the fact remains. Shehameka hukach, that the price today is such and such. Al yedei emuna shema min lechaveroi haneman, based on the faith and trust that he's trusting that other person, that trustworthy person, shebevadai lo yeshaker boy, he knows that this guy has no reason in the world to lie to him, and this guy would never lie to him. Ubevadai koisev lo yemes, and when this guy wrote him a letter or sent him a fax saying these are the prices today, he knows that this is reality. What the computer tells me when I punch in this and the other, and the computer says that it should be such and such based on billions of calculations and research going back to the 1800s and all nonsense. This guy who's over there who just sent me the facts telling me what the prices are today, I know that that's real. That's the emet. Nimtza she'ikar hayedia habrura hi al yedei emuna. So Rav Nosson says, take a look. Even in how the world is operating, even in how the physical world is operating, with all the chachmas that are available today, with all the unbelievable trillions and trillions and quadzillions of books that are written on every single subject, still, the way the world operates is that people talk, people consult with professors, And tell me what, and it's based on trust. It's based on believing what somebody else says, in many cases, as to what the reality is on the ground. Ki ein kiyum lahoilam b'lo yemuna. The world cannot exist without faith, without trust. Ki kol hamasu umaten v'asokim sheboilam. All business throughout the entire world. V'chol hischabrus shebein b'nei odam, and all communication between people, yefsher lehiskayim b'loy emuna, cannot happen without faith and trust. Ki afilu im yehodam chochem godol b'yoser, because even if we're talking about the smartest genius in the world, im yirtze sheloi lasis shum masu matnat sheyedem mahu samasu matn b'chochmosoi, if he's going to say that I'm not going to engage in doing any, I'm not going to deal with this thing, I'm not going to eat anything, or I'm not going to do business until I understand this thing totally, until I've studied everything there is to know about it. And he won't be willing to give to put anything in anybody else's hands, to give another guy a dollar or anything, because he don't trust him. Bevatai lo yuchal lasos shum esek v'shum masu matan. That person will not get to home plate of doing any business in this world, doing any transacting of any kind of business whatsoever in the world. Ki kol ha'asokim v'amasumaten behechrech shi'enigmar al yidei kibbutz kam anoshim. Because every single type of business and transaction requires that it gets completed by several people getting together. Ubehechrech she'yamin echod l'chaveroi. And they must trust each other. And without that, no business, no deal can be completed. It's impossible for a deal to be completed without people having a certain degree of trust, faith, confidence in each other. As we see in real life. However, obviously, each and every person has to really search carefully and well to find somebody that they can trust, that they can rely on. However, this regardless, without being willing to put his trust in others to a degree, it is impossible to conduct any business or to complete any transaction. Especially big business, which is international. People who are doing business on an international level. Exactly. Here again, I live in country A. You live in country B. Oh, I don't believe anybody. I'm going to go there. I'm going to get on a plane. I have to see it myself. Okay, you go there. You spend 3 weeks, you see it. Now what? The deal is over? Are you nuts? The deal's about to begin. Now I go back home and I wire the money and I'm based on our agreement over the next 6 months. Hopefully you're going to produce XYZ, which again, I saw the factory with my own eyes. I saw the material. I saw you. I saw everything and I saw nothing. 99.999% is I'm gonna have to trust and believe that when I get back on the plane and go home, you're gonna do what you said you're gonna do and that you're doing it. And when I call you on the phone and we do video conferencing and I see the factories cranking out still, again, I have to believe and trust. For all I know, those factories could be in a different country totally. They once made a movie about how they were going to fool the world about guy walking on space. And again, how they were going to film this somewhere in Nevada or California. And everybody, the 300 million people watching it on TV, they would see the guys walking on the moon. And actually, he's walking on somebody's swimming pool, in back of somebody's backyard in San Fernando, California. But again, using trick photography and using this, make it look exactly like that. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about knowledge or are we talking about faith and trust? Exactly. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this whole concept of trust and faith that people have in each other, hakol nimshach mikoyach ho'emuna hakdoisha, all originates from the faith of kedusha, shetzrichen lahamin b'Hashem yisborach ubetzadikov ubetoros hakdoisha, whereby a person has to believe in Hashem, in tzadikim, and in Torah, shebora Hashem yisborach koyach ho'emuna ba'adam, whereby Hashem has created this thing called faith. And he's put it inside of people. Shieloi koyach ubechira lahamin boemes. For the person to have the ability and the choice to believe in the truth. To choose which truth to believe in, and to believe in it. Umisham nishtal shelo ho'emuna vanemona shebenamu chaveroi. And it's from there that they're spiraled out, that they're extended out, the whole concept of trust and faith that people have in each other. Shehu kiyum ho'olam, which is what keeps the world in existence. The moment everybody loses trust and faith in each other, each maniac is going to pull the trigger, and each maniac's going to press the button, releasing that nuclear weapon or the biological weapon or the other thing. The minute they stop trusting in each other, all blank breaks loose. V'alkein be'emes om Rabbi Senezal, and that's why our rabbis tell us, ha'machlif b'diburai, a person who doesn't keep their word, a person who says A and means B, or says B and does C, ke'ilu oyvei avodah zarah, it's as if they worshipped idols. Ki bevanai kishemeshaker b'chaveroi be'ezem masumatan ve'ein lo ne'emonus, because when a person lies to somebody else and acts in an untrustworthy way, they break the trust, they breach the trust, who poigem boha emuna hakdoisha, they're being poigem in faith in the holy faith, faith in Hashem. V'nechshev koivet avodah zarah mamish, and therefore he's considered an idol worshipper. Ki ha'ne'emonus shebein odom l'chaveroi nimshach meha emuna hakdoisha kanal. Because the faith and trust that people have in each other is based on and originates from the emuna in Hashem, the emuna d'kedusha.